Hi, this is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, Indiana, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community. And get this, we are unashamedly Black, and we are unapologetically Christian. Got an afternoon affirmation, but before I get to that, just want to hip you up to we, the men of Trinity United Church of Christ, Gary, we are having our annual Real Men Cook event on Father's Day, June 16th of this year from 3 to 7 p.m. We are the type of brothers who we set aside the day that was set up to pamper us for us to serve others. And so we're going to be out there grilling. We're going to have some music. We're going to have some entertainment. We're going to have some activity. It's just going to be an outdoor event for any and everybody to come. But we're especially looking for any other brothers who want to come out and show how well you grill, because the brothers of Trinity United Church of Christ, Gary, are the best grilling brothers anywhere in Northwest Indiana. You don't think I'm right? Come prove us wrong. Again, our Real Men Cook event, June 16th. Father's Day from 3 to 7 p.m. Just contact us at 219-944-0500. Reference Real Men Cook. And we look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get into the afternoon affirmation. I want to tell somebody that it is still your set. That phrase is not original to me. It is a phrase I got from a former power lifter and former three-time world bench press champion and three-time world power curl champion by the name of C.T. Fletcher. What you need to know about C.T. is that while he was on top of the world in power lifting at the age of 42 because of bad eating habits, because of bad traits in his genetics, and because of not listening to his doctors, C.T. Fletcher became disabled and had open heart surgery where he flatlined. That's right, flatlined, died on the table three times. He emerged from that ordeal severely weakened and, as he described, went from a sculpted, muscular, and strapped body to a shell of a body where no muscle could be found. He had to live for the next 14 years with an artificial valve for his weak heart and was told that he would never pick up another weight again to lift. He was told to take it easy. Get used to sitting down and living out whatever days he had left, accepting his fate. But C.T. Fletcher declared to himself, "It's still my set." For weightlifters, that meant it is still my turn at the weight. And for C.T., it took on greater meaning as he decided that since God still had him here, though by all accounts he should not have been here, he should have been dead, he said, "I'm not going to sit still. I'm not going to let life pass me by. And I'm still going to work as hard as I can and will myself to lift weights again, because lifting weights has always been my passion and God obviously has a plan for me." In other words, it's still my set. And I want to say to someone listening to me that no matter what has happened to you, it's still your set. As long as life lasts, it's still your set. As long as you are still alive, it's still your set. And as long as God still has you here, it's still your set. What are you going to do? It may mean that you have to let some things go. C.T. Fletcher had to give up his dream of powerlifting, and he took up instead weightlifting, and he became a bodybuilding coach and motivational speaker in inspiring others with his story. And you too may have to let some things go and develop some new endeavors that test your abilities, challenge your character, and that pushes your faith to its limit. But it's still your set. Like CT, you may have to change some bad habits that feel good but are not good to you. He had to change the way he saw food. Food was not just fun anymore, but food for CT became fuel, adopting a more healthy lifestyle. And you too may have to change some bad habits and adopt a more healthy lifestyle. You may have to exit that toxic relationship where the person that is with you is poisoning you with their pessimistic opinions. You may have to train your mind to go from the stinking thinking of pitying yourself and woe is me, or I can't do this or that, to the overcomer thinking of I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But know this, as long as you're still alive, it's still your set. Remember this, and make this your next tattoo, as a matter of fact. Tears and sweat are both salty, but one gets you regrets, while the other gets you results. I like that. Tears and sweat are both salty, but one gets you regrets, while the other will get you results. Finally, C.T. Fletcher, he had to take some risk in his life if he wanted to be able to achieve the goals in his life. And you may have to take some risk in order to reach your goal. In 2018, at the age of 59, C.T. went through an 11-hour heart transplant surgery. Now he is out, and guess what? He's lifting weights, he is still inspiring others, and he has his own bodybuilding gym, all because he did not let what happened to him get inside of him, but it inspired him to beat the odds that were against him. He took a risk, and do you know what the opposite side of risk is? It's like a two-sided coin. One side is risk, the other side is faith. In other words, faith means risk. I'm going to close with that. You will have to take some risk to reach your goals, but risk is the flip side of faith. So faith your way through by taking some risk on yourself to reach your goals. Because no matter what has happened to you, God has you still here for a reason. And that means it's still your set. So make the best of it. God bless you. Be encouraged, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ, where we are not just another church. We are culturally conscious, Christ-centered church committed to the community. And here I am on the Region's Choice and the People's Voice with another afternoon affirmation. God bless you and God keep.